Good morning. I'm Bill Kladke of the Greater Baltimore Community Housing Resource Board, and I'd like to welcome you to this morning's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Ms. Jackie Collins-Miller, who is Area Director of the Social Security Administration. And Jackie is here this morning to talk to us about the various things that Social Security does in our area and how it affects you and me, which I'm also very, very interested in finding out, too. So, Jackie, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Bill. Glad to be here. Again, I'm Jackie Collins-Miller. I'm the Area Director for the Social Security Administration. Uh-huh. And what that means to your listeners is I am responsible for the Social Security offices in the Baltimore metropolitan area. We also cover Eastern Shore, Western Maryland. I have a few offices in Delaware and even one in Petersburg, West Virginia. I'm responsible for making sure that we administer the Social Security programs through our frontline service and dealing directly with the public.
So you're, as area director, that means you're really in charge of the personnel as well as the programs.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's correct. And again, we deal directly with the public, face-to-face service we offer the public, and I'm here to make sure that we have employees in place to provide that great service.
How long have you been with Social Security?
I've been with the Social Security Administration for 25 years.
25 years. Wow.
Yes.
So you've had experience in all different sides of things, huh?
Pretty much. The majority of my career has been in the field offices, so I've always worked on the front line dealing directly with the public. I started as a claims representative and then went into management, and I've been in this position for a year.
So 25 years, you also have a perspective on things, right? I guess things have changed a lot and in some ways not a bit, right?
Yes, we've seen a lot of great changes, though, in Social Security. We have an 800 number service now that we didn't have when I started. So the public can reach us via 800 number.
Yeah, that's very helpful.
And now we're even into online services and the public can reach us via the internet. So things are changing.
Yep. You know? Yep. Let's talk about that ways to find out more information about Social Security, because I get a mailing from Social Security. The only mailing I get at this point, if I remember right, it updates me on my retirement.
Yes.
Updates me on my retirement, and the numbers are there and everything, and it's very informative, and I understand it. But I know that there's a lot of folks that are touched by Social Security in a lot of different ways. And I was on the website, and it is an excellent website.
Thank you. That is an updated version of our website. We've just released that. It's a much cleaner, sleeker design website. It's easier to access. We also have some tutorials on there to help the public navigate through the website. So I'm glad that you were able to access it and found it easy to use.
That's great. Could you tell us the address and what folks can do on there, please?
Our website address is www.socialsecurity.gov. That's G-O-V. And there are many things that the public can do on the website. They can apply for benefits, retirement benefits, disability benefits, spouses' benefits. We also have post-entitlement things they can do on the website. If they're receiving benefits, they can go online to change their address. They can go online to request a replacement Medicare card. They can request proof of income. If they're already receiving benefits and need proof of their income, they can do that online and it'll be mailed to them. They can request their tax statement, a 1099 tax statement that they use if they're filing taxes. And also, they can set up a password if they want to go in and access their records. So there are lots of things that we encourage the public to do online, and it's a great source of information as well. So it's a wonderful website. If people haven't visited it, I would encourage them to log on. You can log on at home, in the comfort of your home, in the library, senior centers, and any place that there is internet connection. Wireless cafes, if you're out enjoying coffee, log on to www.socialsecurity.gov.
Great, great. Yeah, and you can access all your records, too.
Yes, we have just released a new retirement estimator. Uh-huh. And you talked about the statement that you received in the mail. But now the public can go right onto the website and log into the retirement estimator and get that information available to them online. So it's wonderful as a tool for your retirement benefits. So it's a great financial planning tool. So I would encourage people to go in and look at that as they prepare for their retirement future.
I'm going to take a look at that because I don't admit it, but I might retire someday, too.
Well, that's wonderful. And it's even great to check out if you're not close to retirement age, just to make sure all of your wages are posted and credited to your record. So it's great.
Yeah. Let's talk about what do you hear from people the most about at this point? Let's just talk, click a couple of these areas, because I'd be willing to bet that there are a lot of folks out there that they've been wondering about, whether they're eligible for things or whatever it is. What's the latest kind of thing you hear a lot from people?
Well, I think a lot of people are looking to Social Security to find out what benefits they're eligible for, because, uh-huh. The economy, the way that it is today, people have concerns about what benefits they're eligible for. So
you get more calls about that?
People call us about uh-huh. that, talk about the retirement benefits, because we're in the generation of the baby boomers. So you mm-hmm. have a lot of people preparing for retirement. So they're contacting us to get information about retirement benefits. But we also handle disability benefits. So the public can contact us to inquire and apply for disability benefits if they have a condition that keeps them from working.
Let's talk about that for a second, because as a community housing, fair housing advocate, that's something that hits me. Okay. It's me right where I live. What are some basics about eligibility and what kinds of what are the major kind of questions that you get in disability?
The basic requirements are that you have paid into the Social Security program mm-hmm. and you have a disabling condition that's expected to last 12 months or longer and keeps you from doing any type of work. Mm-hmm. So that's the basic requirements for disability, but we also have the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI, mm-hmm. as it's known, and we administer that program as well. And that's a needs-based program for individuals who have a disability who may not have worked long enough and paid into the system and have limited income. It's also for individuals 65 or older who have limited income, and we also pay supplemental security income benefits to children mm-hmm. who have disabilities and have limited income in their households.
How can folks find out more? I guess they can go on the web. I know one of the nicest things about that new website is that these various areas that you mentioned are just highlighted right on the website.
Yes, they're right there, yeah. Visible for you to see. There's a tutorial so you can go in and help you navigate to find what you need. But there's mm-hmm. also frequently asked questions, so you can go in and search and find out a lot of this information. We also have an 800 number, which is available, and that number is 1-800-772-1213. And that's available from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And we have employees online to answer questions for you when uh-huh. you dial into the 800 number.
Great.
And, of course, you can visit the field offices as well.
And I guess the field offices would address, I think those addresses and directions are on the website, too.
Those addresses and directions are on the website. Hmm. So, again, the website is wonderful. It gives you all the information you need. Mm-hmm. If you need to locate a field office, that information is definitely there.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Let's talk about Medicare.
Okay.
What are you hearing from folks about Medicare?
Well, I think right now a big part of what we're hearing about Medicare is the Medicare Part D program, or the extra help mm-hmm. for the prescription drug program. And the role that Social Security plays in that is we're helping individuals file for that extra help to pay for the prescription drug program. So we are greatly involved with that. We partner with CMS to do outreach events to provide information to the public about the Medicare prescription drug program and about the extra help that is available to pay for that program.
Great. How can somebody find out about that?
Again, they can visit www.socialsecurity.gov and search under Medicare. They also can contact our 800 number, and they also could look on the CMS website.
Great. And they could find a center that and a CMS. Would it be www.cms.gov?
.gov. Yes.
Okay. Great. And they would be able to find a center offering one of the reach outs?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they can also, right on our website, they can fill out the application for extra help to pay for the prescription drug program. So on our website, the application is available if they're interested in applying for assistance to help them with the prescription drug uh-huh. program. And they also can get the applications in the office.
Okay. Now, we've got a couple minutes left. What have we missed in terms of new news that the public should be aware of in the Maryland,
I would
Delaware
say the greatest area. News is the retirement estimator, because it's a mm-hmm. wonderful tool to help you planning with your retirement benefits. It's a great financial literacy tool. I think that that's one of the big things that we would want the public to know about, and also to know about our website, because the public is always looking for new and different ways to handle mm-hmm. their business with us. So we're trying to meet those needs, and we're making our website much more available, much more user-friendly. We're going to be having an update to our retirement application coming out this fall, which will make the retirement application a lot easier to use.
Good.
So those are the things that I think we would want the public to know about.
Great. It is a challenge, right? It is a challenge.
It is a challenge,
yeah.
But I think public service is a wonderful job to be in. It's a wonderful career. I think that this allows us to see directly how we impact the lives of the American people, and we work every day to have a positive impact on the lives of the people we deal with. So it's challenging, but it's a wonderful challenge.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's it's a ministry.
Yes,
it's
it
a,
is.
It's
yes,
a ministry.
It is.
It's a ministry, and we keep working at it. We
keep working at it.
Well, I have to applaud you for modernizing the ways that folks can find out more information and searching the records and just being aware more. We have different generations of folks, and those different generations, I should send this out to my two college-age children. It's never too early, as you implied, to plan for retirement.
Absolutely.
And they should start with that retirement estimator, right?
Absolutely. Great tool, so they can know exactly what they've paid in and what they need to do to prepare for their future.
Yeah, yeah. Because if they don't know that, where are they?
Absolutely.
They're just stumbling around blind.
Stumbling around blind. So I'd say visit us at www.socialsecurity.gov. It's a wealth of information, and we're there for you.
Great. Now, every time I have somebody on here that is doing something for the public, I ask, do you need volunteers?
We are always looking for volunteers, but we work through a structured sort of volunteer uh-huh. program where we work with the seniors in Baltimore City and Baltimore County through their CSEP volunteer program. So that's usually the way we get our volunteers, is to work with Baltimore City and Baltimore County
okay.
through their senior volunteer program.
Okay, so if you're a senior, or if you're wondering what your father's going to do after retirement, tell him right. to get in touch.
Tell him to get in touch with Baltimore City or Baltimore County Senior Program, and they will give them the information about how they can volunteer with Social Security once they're connected with that program through the city.
Great, great. A lot of different choices for volunteering, too.
Yes.
It's a great time and a great opportunity to be in volunteer now.
I agree. Yes, it is.
Amen. We're just about out of time. Could you give us that contact information one more time, please, for the Social Security Administration?
Contact information is www.socialsecurity.gov.
Mm-hmm.
So I would ask you to go online and visit us there, or you can reach us via 1-800-772-1213.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Bill.
So
it's been great. Thank you for having me.
Well, I appreciate it. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for today on Living in Baltimore. I want to thank our guests, Ms. Jackie Collins-Miller, who's Area Director of the Social Security Administration. Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Bill.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
I certainly will.
And come back. Give us an update in a bit.
Wonderful. Just invite me back. I'll be glad to come.
Yeah, great. And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.